Baserma camp, 70 kilometers northeast of Erbil, is home to 4,000 refugees from Syria. Psychiatrists say as many as half of these people need some form of psychological treatment. Nazablu Rahman Baban is a psychiatrist from the Erbil Psychiatric Hospital. She visits this camp twice a week.
Anxiety is very, very common. That's a general anxiety disorder. Panic, we do see panic, people with panic attacks, but that's, again, it's not that as frequent. Depression is common, very common.
She and other psychiatrists work with social workers, who themselves are refugees living in the camps, says Haller Psychiatric Hospital Director Karzan Shah, who visits other camps.
The social worker will go around the tents or cabinets. They interview with these families. They found these cases which are in need of psychosocial support or treatment.
Treatment can range from counseling to medication and, in severe cases, hospitalization. Some camp residents say they receive adequate help, but others, like 33-year-old Golbar Abdulrahim from Al-Hasaka, northern Syria, disagrees.
We are in a bad situation in general, but nobody cares. We have social workers, but they just walk around and write down our names. We do not see anything from them. We want some large NGOs and the UN to take care of us.
There are only 24 psychiatrists in Erbil and the surrounding provinces. Baban says the arrival of so many displaced people is straining local psychiatric services.
The problem is when you need something and there is no resources for it, and you know the people or the person, you know, in front of you is in desperate need, and that hurts.
Doctors say many displaced feel anger or hatred so deep that it will be difficult for them to return home and live among the attackers who once were their neighbors. Scott Bob, VOA News, Baserma, northern Iraq. Baserma camp, 70 kilometers northeast of Erbil, is home to 4,000 refugees from Syria. Psychiatrists say as many as half of these people need some form of psychological treatment. Nazablu Rahman Baban is a psychiatrist from the Erbil Psychiatric Hospital. She visits this camp twice a week.
Anxiety is very, very common. That's a general anxiety disorder. Panic, we do see panic, people with panic attacks, but that's, again, it's not that as frequent. Depression is common, very common.
She and other psychiatrists work with social workers, who themselves are refugees living in the camps, says Haller Psychiatric Hospital Director Karzan Shah, who visits other camps.
The social worker will go around the tents or cabinets. They interview with these families. They found these cases which are in need of psychosocial support or treatment.
Treatment can range from counseling to medication and, in severe cases, hospitalization. Some camp residents say they receive adequate help, but others, like 33-year-old Golbar Abdulrahim from Al-Hasaka, northern Syria, disagrees.
كشك وظفه دن المتجرن تسجيل تسجيل وبس ما تشك نديتي يعني أشتبه أبسط مثال عكازا نانين.
There are only 24 psychiatrists in Erbil and the surrounding provinces. Baban says the arrival of so many displaced people is straining local psychiatric services.
The problem is when you need, you know you need something and there is no resources for it, and you know the people or the person, you know, in front of you is in desperate needs, and that hurts.
Doctors say many displaced feel anger or hatred so deep that it will be difficult for them to return home and live among the attackers who once were their neighbors. Scott Bob, VOA News, Baserma, Northern Iraq.